The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. There is nothing more normal or natural in the world than sibling rivalry. Sibling rivalry. What you can do, I can do better. Children feel an acute sense of one-upmanship. As you know, I have an older brother and a younger sister, which makes me the well-adjusted middle child. They dealt with all the issues of being the firstborn and being the youngest. While growing up, I wanted to do everything my brother did. If he played soccer, I wanted to play soccer. When he pursued the Marine ROTC program, I wanted to enroll. If he liked a particular video game, I pursued that passion as well. But there was only one difference. I wanted to do all those activities better than he did. I wanted to one-up him at every turn. It was later in high school and especially in college that I began to discover my own interests and gifts and started to set my own goals. My brother's more mathematical mind led him to Christian Brothers College, now university, and my liberal arts head took me to the University of Dallas and the priesthood. But we still wanted to one-up each other. If he became the CEO of a company, I had to become the Pope. Today we celebrate the feast of the saintly siblings Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. They lived in Bethany, which is about 2 miles east of Jerusalem. We know that Jesus often visited them there to relax. They were easy company. And in the Gospel of John, Jesus performed his greatest miracle sign by raising Lazarus from the dead. Jesus' human closeness and love for them becomes intensely clear in the shortest sentence in the Bible. He wept when his close friend Lazarus had died. Each sibling had their own unique relationship with Jesus. The brother Lazarus does not have any speaking parts in the Bible, but he is raised from the dead. He is present when the siblings host Jesus during Holy Week. And quite possibly, he was the subject of Jesus' parable about the rich man and Lazarus in Luke chapter 16. That is the only parable in which Jesus mentions someone by name. But again, a silent saint, no speaking lines. And we're all familiar with the sibling rivalry between Martha and Mary. Today's gospel was the same one we heard a couple of Sundays ago about Martha's frustration with what she interprets as Mary's laziness. By the way, in case you haven't noticed, our Sunday gospels lately are normally taken from Luke, because we are in year C of the 3-year cycle of Sunday readings. A, B, C. Matthew, Mark, Luke. But I'm sure you knew that. But can you catch the sibling rivalry subtly at play beneath the two sisters' relationship with Jesus? Martha feels she's doing the better part by being the hostess with the mostest. And Mary is falling behind. But Jesus corrects her thinking and teaches her that Mary has chosen the better part by drawing close to Christ and feasting on the banquet of his words and his wisdom. It is good to serve our Lord earthly fare, but it is far better to be served by our Lord the heavenly food, the bread of angels, the Eucharist. In other words, a saintly sibling rivalry inspires both sisters to vie for Jesus' approval. And in this instance, Mary wins the crown of Christ. My friends, we all find ourselves vying for victory, competing sometimes with our siblings, sometimes with our friends. And if you're like me, you're trying to get more likes on Facebook than my brother priests do when they post something. And all these rivalries are friendly and fun. But the saintly siblings of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus show us that there is a more serious and spiritual rivalry in pleasing Jesus and receiving his approval and praise. Winning that crown from Christ is the ultimate goal of all healthy and holy sibling rivalry. It is why it exists, to inspire us to receive that praise. Let me leave you with a quotation from C.S. Lewis that captures this beautifully. He said, "To please God, to be a real ingredient in the divine happiness, to be loved by God, not merely pitied, but delighted in, as an artist delights in his work, or a father in a son. It seems impossible, a weight or burden of glory which our thoughts can hardly sustain. But so it is." And that is that weight and burden of glory that Martha, Mary, and Lazarus enjoyed. Praised be Jesus Christ.